Biblical forecasts of famine and scarcity in the end times could be closer than you think. Australia is facing an imminent agricultural catastrophe. Despite having some of the lowest quality soil in the world, Australia is self-sufficient when it comes to fruit and veg. We grow 10,000 tons of fresh produce per day. There are some 24,000 grain farm businesses alone. That's a $23 billion industry. And it couldn't be sustained without farmers, fertilizer, and fuel. Stockpiles of the latter two are currently stuck at the wrong side of the Strait of Hormuz. Since the first man was drawn up from the dust of the earth, God has used agriculture as an instrument to teach, to correct, to bless, and yes, to curse. Over the years, advancements in farming techniques have often mirrored man's broader trend to move further and further away from God, and God's warnings about the resulting curses have been largely overlooked. But God won't be ignored. Modern farming practices have certain needs to sustain them, particularly fertilizer and fuel. Australia imports both. All our diesel and 60% of our urea, a key component to fertilizer, comes through Hormuz. With the vital sea lane closed, farmers are being slogged with a double whammy. AusVeg, a national industrial body representing growers across Australia, did a snap survey of farmers over the last 2 days. Of those currently in planting season, 27% had reduced or stopped planting. Another 13% are considering a stoppage. Others are shifting choice of crop, trending towards the more cost-effective produce, and the flow-on effect will be felt at the next harvest, with less variety, less availability, and far, far steeper prices. And that is if we get the produce at all. Of those now harvesting, 19% of farmers have stopped entirely due to unreliable returns, freight costs, or not being able to access the trucks at all. But the farms themselves are at risk of shutting down. Over 75% of growers are currently experiencing critical fuel shortages. Of those surveyed, 17% only have enough diesel to last a week or less. 6% have enough for 2 weeks, and just 29% are meeting the industry minimum standard of 3 weeks. No diesel means no tractors and no trucks. That means no spuds, carrots, and other staples. Even if farmers can get fuel, the price is staggering. Growers are reporting average increases to their weekly fuel costs of 74%. On top of that, freight surcharges have increased by an average of 38%. Then there is the fertilizer crisis, which poses a second medium-term catastrophic risk to the nation. Over 50% of growers have reported fertilizer shortages. 25% have enough for another 3 weeks. 19% have enough for 2 weeks. And 6% have enough to last just a week or less. Grain Growers' chief executive, Shona Gall, told The Australian, quote, "Australia currently has around 6 weeks of fertilizer supply on hand, which provides some immediate coverage for winter sowing, but the long-term outlook is deeply concerning, and now is the time to act." According to Grain Growers, farmers can currently access 70% of planting fertilizer, but are vitally short of post-planting nitrogen products, chiefly urea and urea ammonium nitrate. And this will have a major impact on yield. Australia has some of the most nutrient-deficient soil on Earth. Without access to urea, our yield is expected to drop 40%. Much like diesel, even if our farmers could get the urea, profit margins would be gone. The price of fertilizer is soaring. Previously, it took 1.8 to 2 tons of wheat to pay for a ton of urea. Now it's 4 tons. It's not financially viable. Farmers are crying out to the government to intervene and save the national food supply chain. But aside from creating a task force, little has been done to head off the impending disaster. If no action is taken, prices won't matter. You can't buy something that doesn't exist. This ought to be a time of serious self-reflection. Man's existence started in a garden. God himself planted that first crop in Eden. Quote, "And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food." Man was to dress it and to keep it. Man was placed in a position of stewardship to care for and to sustain that garden. God gave us laws that, when followed, would lead to blessings of bountiful harvests and prosperity, and if disregarded, would lead to curses. Man must face the consequences for dismissing God's law, and that starts by recognizing that we are under a curse for rejecting God. Deuteronomy 28 outlines many of those curses. Poor soil quality resulting in fewer crops is among them. Quote, "You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be cursed, and the crops of your land, and the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks." Australia's buffer against such curses is failing, and we are set to feel the full effects. Now is a time for national and individual repentance, to beseech the Almighty for his aid, and blow the dust off our Bibles, and to start keeping his laws before it's too late. If you want to stay abreast of the crisis in Australia and around the world, be sure to subscribe to our free magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet.